Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, has won 5 international awards, folks. That new one, I'm so proud of it. The Third Ingredient, the number 3. Check it out, and I hope you. I think you'll enjoy it. Gary Moore is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Gary is an almost 20-year member of our Brain Trust. He's an original founding member of our of the Brain Trust, and he's the founder of the Financial Seminary, author of a number of books, including Faithful Finances 101, and a new book that's coming out. He's a co-author of Heavenly Returns, Even on Earth. We're talking about the benefit beyond money of the three great religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, getting together and maybe solving some of our problems. The problem we have, Gary, is the and I've got a lot of friends in Islam, and all of those people, my friends, have allowed a few people to hijack their religion.
Oh yeah.
They've got a lot of work to do before they can really become part of the Judeo-Christian segment. They've got a lot of work to do to reclaim their religion, their faith.
Yeah. In addition to that, there's two problems. Our media, of course, focus on the negative, Jim.
That's right.
And they only report the bad things about Islam. So, for example, I have an uncle who's like a brother to me, told me not long ago that America would be under Sharia law within 6 months. Okay? That's like saying, you remember when Kennedy was elected? I remember my mom and dad crying because they said the Pope would be the leader of America and that we would live under Roman Catholic.
It was a big deal back then. I remember my parents talking about it.
This is the same thing, Jim.
Hysteria.
There is no way by the Constitution that we can live under Sharia law.
That's
and
right.
Yet a half a dozen states have actually made it illegal. They're so afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
But Gallup, if you read Gallup's survey, global surveys, I quote them in the book.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember, 85 to 90% of all Muslims disapprove of ISIS.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's my point. But the problem
is we can't differentiate them.
Well, here's the problem with the good guys, in Islam. Number one, because as I say, I know a lot of them. Number one is they actually do fear reprisal. I mean, they actually do think that they could be harmed, number one. But there's another thing.
Yeah.
There's another thing that I think that's an undercurrent, and that is they're not completely sure that people like ISIS, they're not convinced 100% that God isn't on their side, that they're not the weak ones. You see what I mean? They actually, I think there's that undercurrent in them that prevents them from speaking out as vociferously as they should.
Now let me bring it closer to home, though, Jim. I worked in the evangelical subculture for 20 years. I am convinced that they believe God is on their side, and that's why the GOP members of Congress cannot stand up to Donald Trump. They're scared to death of him.
Mm-hmm.
It's just human nature, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not condemning anybody. It's just there is human nature that brings us to our basis level, racism and stuff. The language that Mr. Trump uses and so on is so base and eroding of the moral and spiritual values of the country, setting us against one another, that we cannot rise to the higher angels within ourselves. And that's my total concern with this.
Well, I don't think I don't think Mr. Trump owns the franchise on that. I mean, there's plenty of
Of
that to go around. I mean the
he capitalized on what was happening in America. He was a sign of the times. He wasn't the cause of the times. He was just smart enough to know that there's a huge segment of our population that believes they're doing the godly thing by being angry. Remember Newt Gingrich's Angry White Man campaign?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Trump just capitalized on it. It's the way we are. Everybody, pastors to sociologists, will tell you we live in a post-Christian culture. Mm-hmm. They just don't tell you what culture we do live in.
Well, what? Let's talk about. I want to talk on the back to the book, though, Gary. What?
What
putting these three religions together? What will that do? What are the takeaways? What are the benefits?
Well, what did Jesus, in essence, say is the root of all evil? That was actually St. Paul, but Jesus taught the same thing. It's the love of money. We believe, and in Islam, you know, in Islam, you can't earn interest. And if you think about, I got on this kick back in the 80s when the SNLs and junk bonds imploded, endangering our economy with housing and so on.
Right.
Because those institutions were paying out interest on junk bonds and so on that they didn't earn.
But the issue between the three religions, bringing them together, is more than just interest, isn't it? It's bigger than
that. It's just to have a discussion, Jim. We're not saying everybody's right or wrong. We just want to have a discussion. The Economist magazine, I just want people to understand why after that mess in the 80s, the Economist said maybe we should consider the Islamic method where companies and banks and so on have to earn the money that they pay out as dividends.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with making money. Mm-hmm. We just don't pay out money that we haven't earned.
Right. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk some more about this with Gary Moore. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.